Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woohoo!
Not on vacay.
Woo!
Well, we are together. Come on, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Wow, this feels so intimate.
Guys. Oh, man. I don't even know what this episode's going to be.
It's going to be awesome. And super slay.
Awesome.
Look at this. You know what I have?
What's that?
Yeah, read it and weep, mama.
Out of office?
Yeah, we're going out of
office. Wait, hold on. I'm
about to
go
get
grab
fucked
mine.
Up. Yeah, get yours.
I'm
Let's
go.
Grab
mine.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Just in case you were ever wondering if we actually like our sponsors here on the JK podcast, am I right?
Oh, we sure do.
I will say,
I'm typically always. I hate cucumber anything. Like if anything is flavored cucumber, I literally gag. It's disgusting. But the cucumber melon lime, I also hate lime. Lime flavored.
Damn, you hate 2 out of 3 flavors.
But something about the melon really gets me going because I like it.
Yeah, I like their raspberry lemonade thing too. And the craziest by the way, this is not sponsored. I don't even think they sponsor us anymore. God bless. We haven't had a sponsor from them in forever. But we still love them. R.I.P.
We still love them. I'm still going to out of
If they ever knock on our door, we shall open it, I fear.
Oh, we shall.
I'm a big gummy and soda fan of Out of Office. But anyway, this doesn't have much. This has how much does yours have? I only have the 2.5 milligram because I'm a little baby.
Oh, I have the 10 milligram.
Yeah, because you're a bad bitch. Kathleen's got
You know I am, baby. Dude, what the hell is 2.5 milligrams going to do for you?
A lot. Wait, give me 10 minutes. I'm literally going to be here like if I'm fucking fried. I don't really
fuck
with you. I am genuinely such a lightweight with it. Like no matter, I mean, I don't do it very often. And then years I've been doing it, like I just get affected so much by it. Like I could take one hit of a joint, I'm fucking soaring in the clouds.
Me too. So. Just like one hit, like of an actual joint, forget about it. And I know that gummies and stuff are like more intense, but I guess because I do like mild gummies. The 10 milligram THC gummy like gets me good, but I'm not like,
I fear 10 die. Would like, I'm just scared to be like too high. You know what I mean? That was one of my things when I became a parent. And even like when I drink, I like to drink because I feel in control of drinking and like of myself when I'm drinking. I'm not like Abby in Miami. God bless.
Which we will get into.
We will get into that. But when I was younger, yes. But now as an adult, like I could literally be drunk to the point of like, oh my God, I need to go to bed. And I am like in control. And being super high makes me feel not in control.
Really? That's so interesting. I feel the opposite. I like having a gummy or the occasional whatever, because even though you're like high, I feel very much in control. Whereas when I'm drunk, oh girl.
Yeah, you get a little crazy.
I do get a little
crazy. Anyway, I'm sorry. All of that was to say, I know that we said that we were going to film in person whenever I went to Miami. Surprise, I just got back from Miami. And I can explain.
So Jesse was here this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Come on.
Yeah, it was so fun. And we were only there. Okay, so here's how my weekend trips usually go. Friday morning fly in, Sunday night fly out. And not even night. It's like 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your flight times stay pissing me off. I'm not even going to lie.
I know. They are the worst flight times, but it's simply because I have kids and I have to be home. You know what I mean? I can't get home at like 3 in the morning and like, you know, whatever. That being said, we still planned on filming, even though it was a very short trip. And I had a lot of aspirations for that trip.
Oh, she sure did.
I did. We literally like, I just wanted to do
everything.
Honestly,
you did so much. We really did jam pack the weekend.
Bro, I did not stop for a second. And we did so many things. So we're going to get into what we did. But
here's the point. The thing was, guys, we were supposed to film Saturday night after Sweet Caroline's. We went to do karaoke.
Yeah, no problem. So easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
We got a little tipsy turnty at Sweet Caroline's. We went back to Joey's apartment.
I started feeling it. It was in the air long before then. And I just sensed it like, okay, like Benji was there. Abby's there. Joey's there. I was just like, now we have a crowd.
There was a lot of people. What were we going to do? Kick them out?
No, or like worse, have them watch us filming. Like Abby, yeah. Like I could deal with 1 person, 2 persons max.
No, I can deal with max 2 audience. Like once like there's 3, it's too many.
Yeah.
Too many
so it felt watching. Like there was too many people. Then Kathleen was pinning it all on me. She goes, oh my God. So we're not going to film. That's what you're saying. We're not going to film. And I'm like, how do we film right now? Like, genuinely, do we just tell everyone, let's stop doing karaoke and having a good time?
To be fair, Abby was also smashed and she was like, you guys have to film.
No, Abby wanted us to film so bad, bro. And in the midst of her asking, how long does this last for her drunkness?
Oh my God. Yeah, it was
really miserable. Wow. But we had a blast. And also, I looked at you and I still think that this is true. I told Kathleen, I go, you know what? I think they would love an in-person episode and I do get it. But I think they would also want us to have fun. And then Kathleen looked at me, she said, no, they wouldn't. Yes, they would. If we gave them the option.
I said, no, I think they would prefer the in-person episode than us.
You're probably right, but they also are like so understanding. Come on.
No, they're so understanding.
And you're going to be here so soon anyway to come visit me in Georgia in my new house that like that episode is going to be so slay. I've thought about like so many places we could even film it. Like I was thinking maybe my like little porch swings in the front. How fun.
We could film it in so many places on your laundry room and your 17 other rooms on the porch swing. Like there's so many places we could film in your house.
The possibilities are
endless.
That's
going to be fun. Here's the thing. So then we said, okay, it's fine. Tomorrow, Sunday, after we get back from the boat, we're having fun, we'll film. I said, perfect. I'll leave all my stuff here on my equipment. We go to the boat the next day. It was amazing, by the way. I had a blast. Best time ever. We get back to Joey's apartment and Jesse's like, actually, I think I'd rather go to the pool and not film.
Well, because I had my flight so soon. And then I told her, I'm like, I don't go on camera with no makeup because I don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't feel like super confident slay. You know, I need my little individual clusters.
I don't feel super confident slay either right now. So excuse my face.
No, but I feel like you always end up looking slay irregardless. Like, I feel like I have like more, you know, like just some perfections and stuff.
No, I think you would look slay regardless.
Girl, but after the fucking boat, I was burnt to a motherfucking crisp and genuinely, bro, I get the weirdest sunburns. Does this happen to anyone else? I get sunburned in like splotches. It looks like someone was holding their fingers or something.
Well, because
there.
You're not applying your sunscreen evenly.
That's B motherfucking S. Yes, I was. I was using a cream and a spray, extra coverage.
And you were applying it like perfectly and getting all the...
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, get into
because
it.
Because usually that happens.
Wow, I feel the soda already.
I feel like I'm losing my voice.
I feel the soda.
Do you actually?
No, it's no, not. I swear.
It's impossible. You've had four sips.
No, I think I am. I'm halfway done with the can. I think I'm fucked up. Sudden urge to order Taco Bell has entered.
Oh my God. Anyway.
We're going to dive more into our Miami trip and stuff, but we just wanted to explain why we didn't film in person and why we are going to be recapping our Miami trip in person. I mean, in the show here now on the camera.
Yeah.
We're going to make it through somehow.
By the way, guys, we're also filming this like at midnight, so we're super delusional. Like Jesse was filming Do We Know Them earlier. We've had a day.
Oh my God, at least that was like a Patreon episode, so it was a little bit quicker. We did it on the fucking what is it, the crash, you know, the documentary of Mackenzie Shirilla.
Oh, I could talk about that forever.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh my God, I should have phoned in on your Patreon episode. It's so fucking crazy.
No, and there's like so much that the Netflix fucking thing didn't show.
Yes, crazy. There's so much that the Netflix doc didn't show, which by the way, I really really hope in 15 years that she doesn't come out on parole. I hope she stays in there forever.
Wait, what did you just say?
I hope in 15 years when she's eligible for parole, it gets denied and then she stays there forever.
Yeah, her and her bun. Am I right?
Bro, her phone call, not to get into it, but like her phone call where she's talking to somebody, I forget who she's talking to, and she's like, bro, they're acting like I killed like 83 people and shit.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, that shit is just irritating as fuck. It's like they're acting like I killed like 85 people. Like, I didn't kill nobody.
My God,
what her phone calls in jail are insane.
No, they are.
Like when she was talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, fucking bitch. I can't. Anyway, we have a pretty lengthy que dice mi gente to get into because, guys, it's getting embarrassing at this point. I feel like this podcast is like a humiliation ritual for me.
Yes, it is. It is becoming just, that. I'm not kidding.
Like,
it is.
At this point, and like, you know what the worst part is? I wish we were kidding. Like, I wish we were joking, but we weren't. And that's what makes me so mad when they clock me and how fucking dumb I am.
Well, first of all, let's address the fact that we forgot about the best Walter in the whole world.
Oh my God, guys. Okay. Kathleen was telling me that her friend Hispanic. Andrea has a dog named Walter. And I said, oh, I find it kind of weird, you know, when dogs are named human names.
I said, how many people do you know named Walter?
Yeah, or something like that. And I said, like, I don't know anybody.
White people.
Yeah, I said, I don't know anybody named Walter. And then everybody in the comments was saying, like, hello, Walter McGow. You guys have dressed up as him multiple times.
Okay, but here's my thing. His name is not Walter. His name is Wedden.
I agree. And I do agree with that. Because they're so different, like, names depending on how you pronounce them. My name in Spanish is spelled technically with like a Y. Jessica.
Exactly.
It's not Jessica.
You know, my name doesn't exist in Spanish. So we were talking about Walters, not any Wedden.
Yeah.
Okay, literally. So very different.
Yeah. So it was very your different. Fault for not understanding us.
Exactly.
Also, I do just want to give a PSA alert. I've said it once and I'll say it again. The episodes go up every week. I'm no longer gonna say Wednesdays. I feel like people got mad last time. They were just like, well, we didn't hear back from you. Here's the thing, guys. I don't want to post on the community post. You know what I mean? I don't want to flood it all the time. I feel like that like gets annoying. I don't like when creators do that and they're always posting on their community post. I'm like, bitch, get a Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too much. So I will be on the community post if something is severely delayed, which is past Friday, or if we are not going to post that week. Those are the only times that I'm going to post on the community post moving forward. Thank you. God bless on your journey. I just wanted to make an alert PSA. No community post will be had to let you know that a Thursday episode is coming. God bless, because it's going to be every week.
We should probably change the banner to new episodes every week. Am I right?
Oh, I forgot I said that. Yeah, we should actually.
This is Wednesday on the piano. Oh my God. It's so funny. I wanted to bring up this comment and I wanted to ask you directly.
Okay.
So KatieBake98 says, out of genuine curiosity and peace and love, how come Kat doesn't do some editing?
Oh, well, you know what's funny? Even Nassim asked me that in the beginning. He's like, is she going to edit half? I go, oh, no, she's not going to do that. Kathleen can edit in the way that, like, you can cut things together for, like, TikTok and stuff. You know how to split together clips and whatnot.
I can split a clip. Come on.
You could definitely split a clip. And if I wanted to task her with thumbnails, you could...
make a thumbnail. I could edit better than I can make a thumbnail. Are you crazy?
Yeah. So here's the thing. She just can't edit in the software I'm using. That's like a whole separate thing. Like, you have to know how to use Premiere. It's not really I learned how to use it at one point, but I'm just saying, like, to do the types of projects we do, I mean, we showed the picture last time. It's a lot of different channels and you need to know what those mean and what they do and how they all interact with each other so that nothing gets fucked up. And it's just not realistic for Kathleen to learn how to edit. Like, just peace and love. But one thing that I love is that you are always willing to hire more editors. You're always like, let's just, you know, like, to ease your burden.
No, for sure.
Like, let's have more people help.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, First Day.
You know when you're doing everything right for your health, but you still just feel kind of off, you know? You're eating healthy, everything's going great, but you still feel like a little overstressed, maybe a little overtired. I used to get nauseous all the time. It can manifest in many different ways. Feeling run down, low energy, mood swings, things like that. A lot of that can come from not getting the right nutrients consistently. Most of us actually do have small gaps in our nutrition, especially, you know, you have a busy schedule. And honestly, for kids, it's even harder because their needs are constantly changing. But that's what led me to First Day, because it's honestly a brand that I feel so good about using for my whole family.
Which, by the way, if you guys don't know, First Day does offer multivitamins and they have no added sugars, no artificial dyes, nothing unnecessary. Plus, they are super transparent about their ingredients and everything is tested for over 200 toxins, and they have the Clean Label Purity Award, which is awesome.
And they don't do like a one size fits all thing. What I really loved is that I was able to get multivitamins for myself, for my husband, and then for both of my kids. They even have different formulas for different aged kids, like toddlers, and then, you know, older kids, teens, adults. It's amazing. And it's just 2 gummies a day, so it's super easy to stay consistent. And my Adami loves her gummies. She looks forward to them every day.
Adami and over 1 million other families are using First Day right now, which is awesome because they have a 45-day money-back guarantee. And, you know, you can't beat that.
And for a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. You can use code JKPOD to get up to 57% off at firstday.com.
That's up to 57% off and a free gift with code JKPOD at firstday.com. And after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. So let them know that the JK podcast sent you.
And thank you so much to First Day for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I tell Jesse all the time, like, please take more money out of our share.
And she keeps saying that. It's so stupid.
It's so annoying. Like, you do so much more work. It's not fair that I just show up to film. I keep telling her all the time. So I am just like, here, take more money, do something. I would never offer to edit it myself.
No, yeah, anything but that, I fear.
Anything but that, because I fear it would just not turn out well.
Yeah, so. For sure. So we did, I heard some people in the comments talking about, like, Jesse, you're going to burn out. You're kind of losing it over both podcasts. Like, it's not realistic. So we heard your battle cries. And we did actually hire an editor to do our Patreon episodes. Not, like, the assets and stuff, just, like, the cuts of the episode, which is the bulk of it. And, like, very, very, very helpful. That'll free up some, you know, a good amount of my time. Come on.
And then if that that you still feel a little flustered, maybe they can start editing some of these episodes.
Yeah, if it goes well, come on. Because Joey's supposed to edit JK podcast, but the problem is, do we know them is always, you know, twerking their pussy on top of JK podcast, you know, when we're supposed to post.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, everybody's twerking their pussy at the same episodes. Time. It's too much. So yeah, we get our, you know, everything all loop-de-looped. I am feeling this, Kathleen.
Are you serious?
You could tell, right? I'm acting weird.
You're not acting weird at all.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that.
How much have you drank from it?
75%.
Okay.
I think, no, half. Yeah, I drank half. I have like 0.2 like milligrams in me.
You got like 1 milligram happening in you right now. Woo!
I have a very powerful brain. I could be fully convincing myself that I'm high. I'm not going to lie. Which brings me to another top comment from Dylan. Oh my God. Dylan Rodriguez. I can't be fucking. I fuck up everybody's name. What was the last one that I told you that I got?
The Dangmel. The Danger. You call her Dangmel. I don't know what you called her, but that was crazy.
It was Dangmel, and I said Danjimel or something. Like that. Like, while I was editing, I was looking at the username like, Jesse, you fucking idiot. Like, what? Dylan Rodriguez has petitioned for a full gummy episode. This isn't a gummy episode, because if we did do a gummy episode, I would up my milligrams. But I mean, this is like an intro to it.
No, but we should do a Patreon like full gummy episode.
Like, super. Like, I do like a 15 milligrams. Which
I'm so pissed. You know that we always post on Patreon on Mondays, right? We could have so done a full gummy episode on 420. It was on a Monday.
Wow. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, I always say.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm feeling delusional and this episode hasn't even started. I'm scared.
No, that's perfect. Julia QT says, I love Kathleen referring to a burial plot as a cemetery hole. I just wanted to start with you saying something wrong before I get into the comments of me saying something wrong so I don't feel alone.
Bro, I saw that and I was cracking up. Okay, cemetery hole, burial plot, tomato, potato, you know what I mean?
No, cemetery hole's crazy. I don't know how I didn't catch that. Like a cemetery hole? What?
You don't catch a lot of things. Cantaloupes. I know. Cemetery holes, you know.
I wonder if it's because of the fact that like we're not in person that you tune me out. It. No, I don't tune you out.
Oh,
I think it's the delay and like the general, like if I'm talking and then you say something, I can't hear it. Can you hear it? If like I'm talking and you're saying something,
and I stay interrupting you.
No, you don't. Even though you just did. This is my, you know, I'm not proud about this. Okay, Vanessa Castillo says Chipotle was E. cola. Oh wait, no, E. cola.
E. cola.
I can't even fucking say it right though when I know what it is.
E. coli.
Yeah, Chipotle was E. coli, not Ebola. Which honestly,
yeah,
some of you thought it was though, huh? Come on.
Some of you, me. Because you said it directly at me and I didn't say shit.
I thought E. coli was the shit thing. And then I thought Ebola was the shit thing. I think they both have to do with shit and they sound similar.
I was just going to ask you, don't they both have something to do with
tits? Maybe E. coli gives you Ebola. We don't know.
Oh my God. I'm going to Google this.
I'm lying. That's not true. I just made that up.
Oh my God. How embarrassing, dude.
You're not supposed to say that when it's something I did. You're supposed to say like, Jesse, it's not so bad. Like, don't even worry about it. Not like, oh my God, Jesse, no, that was so embarrassing.
That was so embarrassing. And the fact that I just like went along with it, you know?
Meow Me Owale says, Jesse doesn't like human names for pets, but isn't her cat's name Jasmine? I'm sorry. You know a human named Jasmine? Other than Aladdin?
Are you kidding? First of all, hey, Jasmine, my friend Jasmine. She's also an Aquarius. Hey, Jasmine. All the Jasmines to the front, please, because Jesse just dissed your ass.
I feel like you just made that up.
I will fucking call her on FaceTime right now. It's with a Z, though. It's Jazz.
Okay, but here's the thing. Nassim named her, so that's not even relevant. I didn't name her.
Oh, so, okay.
Nassim looked at her. He goes, her name is Jasmine. Literally. Like, it's like he knew what her name was. How was I to stop her destiny? So I had nothing to do with that. And also, I am sorry that people are named Jasmine. I didn't know that. I thought it was just from Aladdin.
Right. I mean, but she's a person in Aladdin. Not like a...
She's a cartoon.
It's not the tiger's name. But, you know, she's the person cartoon.
Yeah.
Anything to deflect from, you know, admitting that what you said contradicted something in your life.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I have a hard time taking responsibility. I do.
E. coli is a harmless bacteria. I didn't know it was harmless. That lives in human intestines.
Oh, it's harmless until you shit it out.
Ebola is lethal. Okay, E. coli, not so bad. Ebola will kill you.
So one is worse than the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is a virus that causes severe hemorrhage fever. So yeah.
Can you imagine? I get a fucking like letter from Chipotle. Excuse me. What did you say on this episode? This time, I could.
Damn, the power we would have. No, wow, that would be crazy.
That wouldn't be like good crazy. That'd be crazy. That'd be bad crazy.
Oh no, that would be bad crazy.
Yeah, I'd be very scared of Chipotle. Danny Duke says, Jesse, God bless. I think your toes have been cursed. First the hee-hee, then it getting broken during the move, and now turning off the power.
I know. Your feet are cursed.
That's a really powerful realization. That's what you get for
putting that shit on the bingo card.
What did I say?
Something about a broken ankle, and then okay, it just but like, I unleashed to them.
Why'd I say that?
You almost did hee-hee.
I did. No, that one I did. That was more my, I mean, my toes did hurt because of the sheer, oh my God, wait, shouts out. Oh, is he going to let
the
us
picture?
Keep this?
Yeah. The picture of Joey's foot?
I don't know if he's going to let us keep it. Joey took a fucking selfie with Abby in the mirror. And when I tell you, those dogs were folded completely in half.
No, his foot looks like an S.
Okay, but then he told me that him and Benji both can walk on the knuckles of their toes.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
They can't.
I mean, look at how Joey's foot was in there. Yeah, if he puts them both like that, he just walks like that. And Benji once sent me a video of him walking like a fucking psychopath on the knuckles of his toes. Yes. I'm not joking. My family has really powerful toes. Like Noah at like, I want to say he wasn't even two yet. He grabbed an entire bag of Oreos with his feet. I swear. And I knew that was my son. It was amazing.
Let me tell you though, my feet, oh my God, they'd be grabbing things.
Yeah. Okay, they'd be I feel like that's things. Like an unused tool.
Oh, hell yeah. If I drop anything, I'm not bending over.
Why do I feel like at the end of the day, the foot giantess model guy, he got what he wanted. I can't stop talking about feet.
You know what?
That's actually crazy. Like he literally is rubbing his hands together like, perfect. Thank you, Jessica. Positive vibes, positive vibes. You know that I had this weird thing that I can't lift my foot up without my... I don't want to show you guys. Don't get any ideas. But I can't lift... Okay, imagine these are my feet and this is my big toe. When I lift my foot up, my toe goes like this, like a 90 degree angle. If I want to just point my toes and not have my toe lift up, I have to like think about it. Like don't have your toe lift up like this.
Interesting.
I used to get so bullied by my mom and Joey and stuff for that. They would crack up. They'd be like, do the toe thing, do the toe thing. And then they would laugh at me. Wow, that's really fucked up, right?
Wow, that's so fucked up. You can control the way your toe goes.
Thank you. This is really healing for me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. You know when you're having like a sleepover with your friend and you just start trauma dumping? That's what this feels like.
That's what this feels like. You want to get a bowl of candy?
I'm down.
By the way, guys, James Charles is back apparently. Did you see his third apology video?
Oh yeah. Who comes to a fucking apology video wearing jorts? You absolute fool. That was ridiculous.
No, and the way he's like, I don't know why. The way he said awful really triggered me. He's like, the video I posted the other day was awful. And the way he said it, I had to like throw my phone. I couldn't see it beyond that.
I feel like it really is insane that, and I get it. I understand that he is acknowledging, I guess, that he had to be canceled to realize it. And then he's like, I'm embarrassed about that. But that in itself is so fucking embarrassing. Like I genuinely am just like oh, that's so unfortunate. And also I would have like appreciated a little bit more of like how he actually understands. You know what I mean? Because he was like giving like, yeah, now I know the job market actually is hard. And it's like, okay, well, that's not enough.
I don't believe anything he says. So it's like, please, I can't with him.
You know who else I don't believe? A word they say, Mikhail and Nagira. I fear. Get ready with me to get a divorce.
Bro, the way that like I'm so private with my divorce and like I keep a lot of my personal life so private, like just her just being like on my way to divorce, getting in the car
no,
like,
the slow motion into the fucking Corvette thing or whatever the fuck she has.
No, I can't.
Wait, well, I said that straight to Kathy. I said, what the fuck?
I will say, you know what part I said, damn, when she's like feeding the dogs. And she was like, you can take all my money, but you can't take my babies.
Slay. I said, damn. I understand. Also, if she didn't get a prenup, she might be the dumbest person on earth. God bless. God bless. I mean, you weren't going to get a prenup. You didn't have shit. You had two dimes. Two nickels and two dimes.
Yeah. Danny should have gotten a prenup back then.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, man, when you're like in love and stupid, I guess. But when you are the level of rich Michaela is, like, you got to get a prenup, mama.
You got to do the prenup. Listen, nobody wants to get divorced.
I wonder if she did do a prenup and it's just like that's the way the cookie crumbles because she just makes so much money. You know,
they said you make too much for a prenup. No, I don't think that's how it works. The thing that bothers me about her, though, and that's why I don't believe a fucking word she says, is in her fucking sit down divorce video where she's like, OK, you're going to need a second. She literally lied and said, me and Cody are best friends, which, by the way, I haven't seen a lot of comments about this. She divorced Cody and is now with a guy named Zach. That's crazy.
You haven't seen a lot of comments about this. Oh, my God. Some of her top comments are like, they should come out with a documentary, The Not So Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You haven't seen that.
Damn it, I thought it was first to that realization.
Literally, everybody's like, wait a minute, Zach and Cody, what are the odds?
No, like, actually, what the fuck are the odds? So then she's telling us he's still my best friend. He comes over every night for dinner to see the dogs and then all of that, right? Beautiful. And then she drops, I'm going to actually pull it up because she drops that TikTok that she posted that was about essentially how she emotionally cheated on Cody.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Okay. That get into it.
No, no. It's different from your conspiracy theory, actually. I have a conspiracy theory. That's an unpopular opinion. I think Cody did something. I think Cody did something behind the scenes that made her, allegedly, this is literally like my conspiracy, that made her like switch from being like, no, me and Cody are besties. We're
I can see
like,
that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can see that. No, this. She definitely gives the vibe of he did something and he fucked up and she's valid in doing what she's doing. Because otherwise, if it was just like amicably splitting or they didn't really feel each other, right. I think she would feel too bad to do it. Even though people don't think so because exactly. They don't think she has a conscience and like she doesn't care.
I think she would. I think she would feel bad.
Like, yeah, he might have done something.
I think he either is trying to come for like legit all her money.
Yeah.
He's trying to take all her money from her. Or she like found out of something behind the scenes that he was doing or whatever that she feels like fuck this guy, because I really do think it was kind of like a stark, like from being like respectful, like please be careful, like I love Cody, like whatever, to being like look at Zach and like his penis on my face.
No,
and
I love his like, penis, I love his hopping penis. On his dick up and down up and down. I'm like Michaela, you just told us you were gonna keep this private, what is happening? Okay, so she posted a TikTok that says no one brings out my smile quite like him, and on screen it says this is Zach and we just started dating again after 10 years. We dated in high school. After high school, Zach fought to be with me for 10 years straight. I was in college, he was in the military, the timing was never right. I didn't want to do long distance, we were always in each other's lives and always cared deeply for each other. We rooted for each other through every relationship, success and struggle. Every few years, he tried again to win my heart. He respected when the timing wasn't right, but was patient. Yo, if I'm Cody, I'm crossing the fuck out. I'm sorry, if I read that, I'd be like, okay, so motherfucker was
if
in
I'm
the
Cody,
side
I'm also
stage there, like,
out
creeping?
A little bit. Like, no. Man, Michaela's just too much of an open book for the internet, I fear. Like,
agreed,
she
agreed.
Does be dumpy.
All things considered, she's still pretty new to the internet. So I don't know if she just needs to, like, get through. She's young, too. So I don't know if she needs to just get through this in her 20s and just kind of, like, go balls to the wall on the internet. And then probably in her 30s or when she starts, I don't think she wants kids or something, but, like, if she gets married and, like, wants a more private life or whatever she wants, like, I think she will slow down. One way or another, you learn to protect the things you love on the internet. You have to.
No, for sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, but yeah, it was. Wow.
No, no, the last slide says, he never gave up, and that's my why.
Yeah, no, he sure did not.
Yeah.
He sure did not. I would be like, oh, so clearly, like, you had feelings for him when me and you were married.
No, no, 100%. Clearly. And also, Cody, it's no secret that he has, you know, addiction issues. And so, like, he was in rehab. Was that one of the struggles that he walked you through? You know what I mean? Like, was he consoling you in certain times of your life? Like, that's kind of fucked up.
While Cody was in rehab?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. I mean, I get it. No, I don't get it. I like lean on your family.
Us all
and friends.
Just like speculating.
I know. Literally I made up the whole story in my head.
Oh my god, there was a video going around. Did you see the clip of like a few years ago? Michaela saying a story time of how she was like dating twins.
So he texts me that he's still in love with me. And mind you, he and I had a thing my junior year of high school. This is my junior year of college. We did keep in touch all those years because he's a really nice guy. By this point, though, he's joined the military. He literally lives in a different state. And he starts just pouring his hat out to me. He tells me that God told him he's meant to be with me. And I'm just like, bro. And at this point, I am in a long-term relationship with someone else. We've been together for like a year and this happens. You have no idea how badly I wanted this kid in high school. So, like, I'm, like, about to risk it all, bro. I'm like, is this a chance that I wanted for all that fucking time? And like I said, I have a boyfriend at this time, but I'm, like, not really that into him. And he didn't treat me that great. Me and this kid have an unbelievable connection. We have an unbelievable connection. We can go years without talking. He'll FaceTime me, and it's like we never went a day without. I think that's just something we have with certain people. So years later, I had fought for this kid for so long, and finally he comes back and wants me, and it's too late. It's too late. And I just think it's funny how that works. They want you when you do not want them. Years later, him and I are still good friends. We literally talk all the time. But maybe don't date twins. At least not both of them.
That's them.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's them.
But you know what happened in it, right?
I think. Yes. She said the whole story. She was in love with this one, the one that she's with now. He like broke up with her or something. And then to get back with him, she started fucking his brother.
Yeah. And so if that's true, which I'm just like, what are the odds she dated other twins? I feel like that's a once in a lifetime thing. You don't just date twins.
I know. I mean, it could be other twins, but what are the odds?
Yeah. So she literally, if it was him, fucked his brother.
Which, if that's the case, listen, live your life. I'm no one to judge.
That's pretty bad.
Maybe don't bring it to the internet, though. Like, you're going to tell the internet?
I think that's too far. Well, like, listen, fucking someone's brother already, pretty bad. But I think it's unforgivable to fuck a twin brother. That's really fucking bad. They've, like, literally struggled to find independence their entire
fucking
life.
Wait a minute. You think fucking somebody's twin brother is worse than fucking somebody's
brother? Are you out of your mind?
I think they're just as bad.
The reason why I think it's worse is because when you're a twin, notoriously, even though you have like a bond to your twin and all that stuff, I feel like they struggle with their own identity because they want to be their own person.
Actually, fuck. That's
right?
So true.
So like you finally like fall in love. You're like, oh my God, this person, blah, blah, blah. Then you break it off and they start fucking your identical twin brother. Kill me. Like literally. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's cruel. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's SeatGeek.
I love SeatGeek. You know, Jesse, I actually just used SeatGeek again because I'm going to the Cat's Eye concert.
Oh my God.
And I used SeatGeek.
Yeah, I think I'm waiting on 3 concerts right now that I got with SeatGeek. No, 2. I have Hilary Duff coming up, and then I have Olivia Dean, which honestly, wow, cannot wait
so slay
for that.
I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, even before, like, they were the sponsor, once I discovered SeatGeek, like, I will not use any other ticketing platform. Like, they are the best ones. They have over 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sporting events, festivals, so many things. Plus, they have so many artists, so many amazing artists. Like I said, I just got Cat's Eye tickets, but they have Bruno Mars, BTS, Noah Kahan, Alex Warren, so many good ones, Demi Lovato. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, and SeatGeek has your back. One of my favorite things about them is that each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10 so that you know if you're getting a good deal. So if you look for the green dots on their little map, it means that they're good tickets. Red means bad. I mean, you get it. But also, in a lot of their maps of the venues, you can actually see what your seat is going to be seeing. So they give you like an estimated, but sometimes exact view of the concert. And I think that that's so helpful to know when you're choosing tickets.
Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And concert season is about to kick off. So to make it even better, you can use the code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10. And then make sure you click the link in our description to actually download the app and have the code automatically applied to your account so you can use it later. And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
They're both pretty cruel, they're equally cruel, but there's something a little bit more twisted
about the twins. Because you have to wonder, I've always wondered, I'm like, do twins always feel self-conscious about that? Where it's like, my husband, if I looked exactly like my sister, then I'd be like, wait, so that means he wants to fuck her too.
I mean, no, but I get
no, like,
you.
Actually, yes.
Well, no, because personalities, like...
Yes, but like physically, like if you just, like, no words.
Yeah, if you're like you so attracted to me, then you must be so attracted to my sister.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's too trippy for me. And then you do fuck her? Like, kill me. No, I can't.
I had really good friends in middle school that were twins. And I remember that they would both like think like which one was the prettier twin. And they would like go back and forth between that. I mean, we were in middle school. But that's so sad.
Yeah. You know? It's a common thing with twins. Anyway, that's why I don't trust Michaela Nogueira.
First of all, that is not why I don't trust Michaela Nogueira. Like, her messy personal life, whatever. It's Lashgate.
No, I know. No, well, the whole thing being like, That's why. I think she lied in her marriage, in everything, like just like to the public. And I think it's because she might have been navigating things as best as she could, but she puts everything out in the public. So she ended up lying to the public and then everybody knows about it. So I'm just like, girl, just shut up.
We also don't know, though. We also don't know the ins and outs of like Cody, really. Like, we don't know. Maybe Cody, like, we don't know Cody.
Oh, no, I don't know him and I don't trust him. And I'm sure that he is probably trying to take all her money, because then she was saying like, I'm going to divorce court and I'll let you guys know how it goes. And then she didn't. So
Yeah, and I saw that she like commented back, like someone's like, so does that mean it went wrong? And she wrote, welp.
Oh no. So yeah. I mean, wishing her well. And honestly, anyway, I always love to see women, especially successful women, winning in court against men, of course. But you know,
of course,
I just think she needs to probably say a lot less.
When she does marry this boy Zach, maybe just get a prenup. Perhaps.
Yeah, and maybe no elf kissing booth this time.
Yeah, maybe no elf kissing booth.
I think it was a curse to do a brand deal on your wedding. I think that's what happened. Anyway, moving on to our fantabulous Miami trip. I know Kathleen is going to be excited about this because you know how every time Kathleen suggests something to me and then I try it, I end up hating it? Do you know about that? You know how that happens?
Well, I'm sure people have been waiting for your update on this because we talked about it in the last episode.
Yeah, so I told you guys I was going to go to Sunny's Steakhouse. Okay, so in Miami, there's a place called Sunny's Steakhouse. And Kathleen was insistent that there was no way we were going to get in because lines out the door. You got to be there like 20 minutes before they open because if not, you're not even going to be able to sit at the bar.
But well, it's true.
No, that literally was not true, Kathleen.
Okay, the day that you went, I swear to you, it is never that empty at that time.
I know.
It is never like that. It is never like that.
So I went there 15 minutes, I think, before they open. And then Kathleen was running far behind, unfortunately. So she was panicking. And then the lady did tell us, she's like, you guys could sit at the bar, but we can't hold seats. So like, we'll see if your friend, you know, can kind of like sit next to you or not. We sat there. And nobody came. Like, literally, the bar was wide open when Kathleen arrived. So that was beautiful. It worked out in our favor. Anyway, I took absolute pictures of everything. And I'm going to put my full rating in a carousel on Patreon. Like, I'm talking, like, every single, like, this is what I liked about this. This is what I didn't, you know, of the specific items. But let me just tell you guys. Well. Miss Kathleen, you were right, and I'll say it.
Oh my God, guys, you have no idea. All of their reactions to the food.
No, yeah, you were eating it up as if you cooked it yourself. Like, you literally were like, yeah, right? It's so good.
No, I felt so proud. Like, the chef was my son.
Okay, so I want to talk about my favorite and least favorite parts. Okay, least favorite part, I have to say, was my dirty martini that you have been hyping up for so long. It was not
a good dirty martini.
It wasn't good. I asked him for swamp water. Okay, I literally said swamp water. But
they didn't give me swamp water. They gave me swamp water, not you. Sure,
but even yours wasn't like super tasty. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like it's like a balance between the vermouth and like all that stuff, and I feel like his was just not hitting. No layers.
I'm not gonna lie, I sat down and she only had a drink and she was like, dirty martini's not that good. I said, oh my God, but she's gonna fuck up my whole night. I just know it. She's gonna hate on absolutely everything on purpose. She's gonna be such a bitch. She's not gonna like anything, and I'm gonna
this
be pissed.
Proves that I don't do that. I'm just honest.
No, it proves that you don't do that. She did order a guava cosmopolitan.
Loved it. That was spectacular. Yes,
and she loved it, and so that started to make me feel a little bit better, and then the food started coming out.
Wait,
and
no, I'm not funny? Skipping over the blue cheese olives. Those blue cheese olives tasted like somebody's perfume.
They were not good.
Are they always like that?
The thing is that their olives are not great. Like, they're very little olives. They're not like the big, thick, delicious olives.
But it just tasted
that
perfumey,
come.
Almost like it's just a weird fucking olive. And then their blue cheese was not good. Like, I almost spit it out. It was that bad. Anyway, I thought this was Hummus Gate Part 2 from George's Wine Bar, but it was not. Okay, so there's a place called George's Wine Bar. Heard of it? Kathleen told me that the hummus there was going to, quote, change my life. And when I got it, it was the most regular hummus I've ever had in my life. So yeah, when she told me that the Caesar salad was going to change my life and I had to have the Caesar salad, I told her, I'm like, I don't want to waste room in my stomach for a stupid Caesar salad. You know what I mean? She goes, no, you
bro,
don't.
Fucking bullshit that Ceci told me at Sunny's, and then she tasted it.
Guys, this Caesar salad honestly left me speechless. Like, I don't even really have words to describe it. It is the most crisp. I felt like a rabbit, like what a rabbit must feel like when you give them like a fresh piece of carrot or something. Like, I literally was just like it was fucking delicious. They put breadcrumbs. It's so seasoned. How is it so seasoned? It's just a salad.
It's so tangy, and it has like the little Parmesan like flakies in. Oh my God, it's so good.
Absolutely fantastic. Tabulous.
Because it has an anchovies like Caesar dressing something. Oh my God, that's so good.
It was so good. Then we did the jumbo shrimp. I really loved those too. The cocktail sauce was fire. Nothing crazy, but it was good. Solid. Their Wagyu flat iron steak. Holy motherfuck shitballs. That was amazing.
I mean, they are a steakhouse, so literally any steak you order there is amazing. So like, their steak is so great. But for being a steakhouse, isn't their pasta fantabulous?
Yeah. Their pastas are good. The crab pasta you got was so delish. But that being said,
not hating on my
Joey
Romeo.
Doesn't even like steak. Okay, Joey does not eat steak like that. And he especially, if he does eat steak, he doesn't like it pink, like at all. The picture, you can tell it's pink. He was losing his mind over that steak. Like, we gobbled that shit up. It was so tender, juicy, delicious. You barely had to chew it. Their cream spinach was okay. Boston Market is better, I will say.
I've never tried their cream spinach.
Same with their mashed potatoes. Like, I didn't love either of those, but what I did is I got their like brown sauce and I put it over everything. So I put it on my steak and then I put it on my cream spinach and I put it on my mashed potatoes, and the combination was fire because it was so creamy.
How good was that potato dipping like gravy potato?
Oh yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. They make like this potato butter, I think it's called. And then Kathleen, like a true gluttonous bitch, dips potato fries into potato butter.
I sure do.
And I'm not gonna lie, it feels really heavy, but it is delicious. And like, bro, their fries are fucking fire. Like, their fries are so good. It's just so
everything
crispy.
They have is fire. My crab pasta is so incredible.
No, it's so good. It's so good. Their Parker House rolls. Look at this picture. Like, I will slap my fucking titties on those Parker House rolls any day of the week.
With that butter. Okay, so their butter has like honey drizzled on it. Oh my God.
I would literally kill to have that right now. Like, just to have it, like, just a little taste, please. I beg.
I know. It's so fucking good. And so I was like, you guys need to save room for dessert because they have this banana cheesecake creme brulee, like hybrid with this cinnamon ice cream.
We sounded like we were at an orgy. Genuinely, all of us were going like, like it was like fucking so good. The flavor.
The guy was so judging us.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Fuck, I didn't even look his way. I was loving my life. That was so delicious, guys. Oh my God. So for the first time ever in the recorded history of the JK podcast, and honestly beyond, you have outdone yourself, Kathleen. That was actually a very slay recommendation. 10 out of 10.
Thank you so much. It made me so happy. And Abby was also like flipping out. She's like, oh my God, this is the, she looked at me and she said, I think this is the best meal of my life.
Oh my God. She said that.
She said of my life.
Damn, she do be saying that sometimes though.
My Pikachu just popped open and went, that was so amazing.
No, that, and I felt like even though we ate so fucking much, I didn't get sick. I didn't feel like overly full. Like I was completely fine. Like I feel like the quality of the food is so spectacular.
Yeah, I wasn't like beyond, I wasn't Chevy's full.
And
you know?
I literally put so much in my stomach. Like I should have felt ill, truly. But the way to go too, like we got a pasta, me and Joey got a pasta and we like shared like our steak and our pasta and our sides. Like you got to explore, do the whole thing. Like it was like a mouth orgasm, truly. Wow. Try it out if you haven't.
Yeah, especially at Sunny's, you have to try the different things because everything is just so good. You need to go with like a friend of yours and just try a bunch of things.
And then I went to a place called Ball and Chain and I love it. There's like a little Cuban guy on his guitar singing. It was very slay. I loved it. And then we went to the Sex Cult. And guys, what an adventure we had. I feel like no matter what, there's just always something going on over there.
Okay, guys, you guys know Fire Night. When we went with Talia, well,
what
Talia
if they
burned
don't
off
know?
All
now
her
it
arms.
Sounds like we actually went to a sex cult. Should we explain it?
No, we've talked about this sex cult many times. They know about
it's
this
not,
place.
There's no
we
sex there. Footage. Just want to be okay. That's it.
There's no sex there. We just call it a sex cult. Okay, I have only been there twice. Besides this time, this was my third time.
Guys, I don't know how to say this, but more people are moving in. They have tents in the backyard now. It's a commune.
No, like it has gotten so much bigger. So the last time I was there, there were no tents in the backyard. I mean, it's somebody's house in a backyard, but the property is massive, okay? Right. When we got there, there were like 15 tents back there, like little trailers
tents
and little
campers.
Tents. Like people are living there.
So the way that it works is that a lot of artists live there in general. There was like a little side house and then there's like the main house and there's different bedrooms and it's like a bunch of artists, which by the way, God bless, kill me if I ever lived there. Like put me out of my misery. I'm sorry, it stinks. Inside, I was brooming up dust from the floor with my chocolate. Like genuinely, I would get piles this big and then the people who lived there were walking back. Oh my God, it was
no,
it was
we
crazy.
Left. I'm not kidding, guys. We left with garrapata.
I was itching. My skin itched. I had to jump
itching.
In the shower.
I was super
immediately
itching.
I felt disgusting. And honestly, I will say they usually do stink a lot, but the house never really stinks that bad. It stunk. Like the second we walked in, when we look at each other, we're like, oh my God, it smells like armpits up in this bitch.
No, I it was hard. It was hard to stay in there. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was so beautiful. Like, look, this is
no, yeah,
Jesse
we always yeah,
singing.
As always, respect to everybody
gorgeous.
Who lives there.
But. Amazing. No, and they're all super, super nice. Whatever.
Super sweet.
They are a bunch of hippies. It's very like if you guys have ever seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, like the Marilyn
Manson.
Let me get the name right this time. I meant Charles. Fuck, I fucked up. I meant Charles Manson. That's where I was going. Charles Manson, like when they're all like living in that commune or whatever, it's giving that.
Without
it's
the murder.
That.
One.
Without the murder. No, without the Charles Manson.
Yeah, I will say Abby was a little concerned. She did see one of the ladies who lives there repeatedly talk into herself, but she could have just been, you know, having a conversation.
She did. She was talking to herself. I know exactly who she was.
And I'm not gonna lie, the other girl that had the dreads, I fully thought was eating one of her own dreads, but she was rolling a joint. But like it looked like from where I saw her, it looked like she was like corn on the cob eating her dread, but she was just rolling a joint. It was very interesting. I didn't have my glasses on. But wouldn't you like see somebody eating their dread there? Like that's totally like, yeah.
You would. You
exactly.
Absolutely would.
So I was
it's
like, just, yeah.
It's so much bigger. It became like so much more. And for example, they added more chairs and, you know, more seating area. However, the chairs just look like this.
Okay.
And so you can't put your ass on it.
Their biggest downfall is they keep adding outdoor furniture. I mean, inside furniture, outdoors. You can't do that shit. It's going to mold like in a day. Miami rains every fucking day, basically.
I think they're finding it also outdoor and just bringing it over.
No. Yeah. Like in a dumpster.
You know.
Yeah, but
I'm
just saying,
mold
like,
and
you
and
could also find patio furniture probably in a dumpster or like metal chairs or at least wicker. You know what I mean? Like, can
oh,
we
yeah.
at least just have
maybe
a
stop with the fabric.
The fabric chairs yeah, are a criminal.
But guys, that wasn't even the worst of the night.
Oh, no, not at all. Fire Girl wasn't there. That sucked. I hated that show.
Okay,
wasn't
yeah.
There.
No, honestly, I look forward to Fire Girl. She's like
yeah.
the main event.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Without Fire,
I'm so sad she wasn't there.
What the fuck?
So there was this cute little tent in the back where one of the guys that lives there had set up this whole, I feel like I can feel my out of office.
No, I'm sloshed. I'm flying high in the clouds, I fear.
I'm like almost done with it.
Oh my God, I just caught a glimpse of myself in the camera and I was literally like this.
Guys, okay, this guy had a little tent in the back and it was super cute.
It was very like...
It was vibey. Like, I felt like he set up the little lights. So vibey. It just seemed like cute. When I found out he lived in it, I gasped. I did. I said, oh my God.
I mean, yeah. He did live. He did live in it. But it was giving like cute boho store.
Okay? I'm also not lying. The more you approach the tent, I did smell like actual like feces. I swear to God, like it smelled like somebody took shits. And then...
He shits there too.
Okay, but that's what Gabriel and Benji were saying, that he actually shits there. But where?
I'm sure in the back somewhere, like in a bucket.
Yeah, I could sense that.
So in the front, not where he shits, but somewhere in the front, he was selling clothes.
It was like secondhand clothes.
Secondhand, like, and I love thrifting.
Yeah, no, for sure. And he said that basically he loves sustainable clothing and like he, you know, wants to like...
Which I loved.
Bring it to the masses.
And it was so cute. He was like, yeah, no, Liz Claiborne is super underrated. I'm like,
oh no, yeah. I didn't like that he did that. I don't like people who like when you're shopping, they're looking over your shoulder. And I fear he was like on my shoulder breathing down me. And he's just like, oh, that piece? Where's that he piece gonna slays. Go? He could go like hang out somewhere else.
I know, but he's trying to sell something. You know what I mean? Like, poor guy.
No, I mean, God bless. I'm just saying I don't like that sales tactic because it makes me really stressed.
No, for sure. So we were trying to find something to wear in our in-person episode together.
I thought we were trying to find a cute outfit. You weren't even down right away. I said, Kathleen, the universe has brought us an amazing idea.
I wasn't down right away because all the clothes smelled really bad.
I washed them. Don't worry.
It's like the shit essence.
No, genuinely, like they all stunk. Benji took off. Like, he got a shirt, he bought it from the man, and then he put the shirt on his body.
He put it on.
And I was repulsed. I was absolutely repulsed.
That wasn't even the crazy part. Okay, so as we're buying these shirts, which, by the way, they were $10 each, Jesse sent him $20 because she was like, oh, for my shirt and Kathleen's shirt. And then I sent him $20
No, as well. But you also know that it wasn't $10 each. He said it's $10 and it's buy one, get one free.
Whatever, he made $40. He made $40.
So we sent him $40 for two shirts that definitely cost,
I mean, you know, $0.02. We're helping him out. Like, as he's like checking us out.
No, yeah, I didn't care at all.
Guys, he just starts to trauma dump.
Okay, I know this sounds crazy. Like if, oh, he just starts trauma dumping. This was the transition. I remember it vividly. He said, I have Zelle, but it's my mom's. So he was saying that it was his mom's Zelle. And I was like, okay. And then he was about to give me the number. He's literally on Zelle. Like, he's got his bank open. And he just goes, I just love doing this, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's amazing. Like, I love that so much. And then he's like, yeah, like, because, I mean, my neighbor just fucking cheated on me. And we were like, what?
Literally, like, a girl in a tent, two tents down.
Yeah,
he was talking about one of the girls that way. That lives on the property.
Yeah, and then that was enough that me... First of all, you know, Kathleen... You're so fucking funny when somebody catches you off guard. You literally were just going like, yeah, yeah. Hmm. Like you were just like totally like into his story.
He keeps on talking about how she cheated on him. He goes, I can even show you my group chats, man. I can show you the group chat.
No, and then he started literally trauma dumping where he's like, and then she fucking left and she left a bottle of vodka there.
Oh my, yes.
And then he goes, just to call me a fucking alcoholic. And me and Kathleen were like, oh, yeah, he damn. Goes,
she left a bottle of liquor right there in my bed, like pretty much telling me I'm a fucking piece of shit drunk, whatever. And I'm like, damn. I'm just like nodding like this, like you're like over nodding, you know? And I'm just like,
and then he kept going and going, and he did talk about how he cares too much about people and that's why he drinks a lot. And then I was like, oh my God. And he was definitely drunk, but honestly, that was concerning, and I wish him well. And obviously that's fucking horrible and he'll figure it out.
But the most concerning part,
guys, the entire time, and I do mean from start to finish, from sale to the point that we left,
start to finish,
he had the most thick line of spit that was just, it was just traveling from top to bottom. And me and Kathleen were literally like, mole, 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 mole. Like, we were fucking staring at it like, guys, oh my God.
You know that scene in The Emperor's New Groove where Yzma has a piece of, like, broccoli in her teeth and Cusco can't stop staring at her broccoli? That was literally me.
But, Your Highness, I was only dealing with meaningless peasant matters.
Wow. I may have... Look at these wrinkles. What is holding this woman together? What the? How long has that been there?
I'm like, he's just like talking about his bitch ass ex, and I'm just like, oh my God, the spit is getting thicker and like more stringy.
It was
super, more stringy and stringy. I wanted to give him water.
It was thick.
Like he needed water.
And then we bought him, and guys, Kathleen left it at Joey's house. I mean, can we write this? We couldn't even write this if we tried. It's fucked up.
We were supposed to be wearing it right now, but I mean, it's going to be so amazing because we're going to be wearing it in the next episode.
Yeah, that is so amazing.
That is. Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Quince.
Quince is one of those brands that not only I love, but my entire family loves, especially my husband. He gets Quince deliveries all the time. He loves him a Mongolian cashmere sweater from Quince.
I'm not going to lie. I am so grateful that they sponsored this podcast because I have become a Quince lover, guys. I've gotten sunglasses, my jewelry, my pajamas, okay, that I love, my linen pajamas. I bought them off Quince. I love Quince because they have literally everything under the sun.
And the best thing about Quince is that they use premium materials like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and ultra soft denim. Things like Mongolian cashmere, which honestly you get from any other brand and they're very, very expensive, but not with Quince. For the quality of their materials, the affordability is insane. They have tops that start at just $30, which is just crazy.
Yeah, everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, which is insane. And they work directly with ethical factories and they cut out the middleman. So you're honestly paying for quality and craftsmanship and not the brand markup, you know?
So refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use and head over to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
They are now available in Canada too, by the way, and that is quince, quince.com/jkpod for free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod, and thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Because it's like a preface. Like,
it was supposed to be our Miami episode and we're wearing our funny shirts we got at the sex cult. And now it's going to be episode not about Miami, wearing the shirts we got it from the sex cult.
What are you talking about? We're going to be talking about Miami in the next episode too. Come on, you know that our trips last at least 4 episodes.
No, I know. But I just thought it would be most fitting for this episode. Anyway, that's not important. We ended up going home. No, I didn't. I went to Los Verdes first. But then I went home.
I love Los Verdes though.
Bro, Joey was not hungry at all because he was still full from delicious sunnies. And he's like, oh, I don't know. If you get a quesadilla, I guess I'll try it. First of all, I want to just say, Abby was horrified. Abby was horrified by the sauces. Like the amount of sauce that we put, she literally was like, it's like soup. I'm like, yeah, it is like soup. So guys, if you don't know, Los Verdes, Los Perros.
So good.
It's Colombian food. Well, I feel like it's Colombian and Venezuelan. Like, I feel like there's a mix. I don't know. There's like some.
Actually, I have no idea.
Their slogan is called, just sauce it. And when you get to the table, they bring you a fucking tray of full-size sauces. Okay, they have like 5 of them. And guys, we do be drowning it. There's such a good combination of flavors.
I love sauce.
Abby just like, I guess sensory-wise, just didn't know what to do. She liked the salchipapas. She did.
Oh my God. I love the salchipapa.
I know. But the quesadilla, Joey drowned it. Like, I mean, drowned it in sauce that it was honestly a little bit too much for me. And then proceeded to eat the entire quesadilla. He ate the whole thing. And then he was tootin' and pootin' all night.
Oh, I bet. Oh, that'll give you the tooties and the pooties. Oh my God. Especially all that sauce. The thing is that like the pink sauce, honestly, I don't know what any of the sauces are except the pineapple sauce.
You know, I know how to make the pineapple sauce, right?
Like exactly like it.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Well, it's actually pretty easy because it's just essentially like you blend a bunch of pineapple, you put it through a strainer into a pan, and then you put like a cornstarch slurry in there and it thickens it up and it tastes just fucking like it.
Oh,
it's super easy. Actually, I think mine tastes better because if it's like not a super sweet pineapple, I'll put some sugar in it and it'll taste like even like a perfect pineapple. Sometimes their pineapple sauce doesn't even taste that pineapply.
Oh my God, I love their pineapple sauce. Like I fucking live for it.
Right. But anyway, then we went home and then I met up with Kathleen. We had some croquetas. We ate Isla Canaria.
Oh my God, on Saturday, yes, we had Isla Canaria croquetas. Guys, if you're ever going to Miami, croquetas are a big thing here in Miami, but please get them from Islas Canarias.
The bakery, not the one on Bird Road. Oh wait, no, it is on Bird Road.
Even the one on Bird Road is good.
No. The original one, it's not, it is good, but it's not as good as the bakery croquetas. They're just not.
I mean, fine.
It's true.
Fair.
And if you really want diarrhea, Los Verdes is pretty close to, to the bakery. You could just skip on over, get some saucy quesadillas and really let it rip.
It's so funny because Abby has been here. How many times has she been to Miami?
Once before this.
And she was like, oh, I've been here and I've had croquetas from Publix. We were like,
no, literally. You travel with the wrong people. I mean, Publix croquetas,
but
absolutely not.
You need Isla Canaria.
So when she first tried her croqueta, she was very off put by the pasty, like, you know, the texture, you know what I mean? But then she got into it real quick. Yeah. And then she downed down like 7.
You need to squeeze a lime. Very important. Squeeze a lime over your croqueta.
And squeeze the fuck out of it. Make it real juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need that. Yeah. And then that was when we were supposed to film on Saturday night.
Wait, but this was during the day. But even during the day, you went to a brunch. How was it? How was your brunch?
Did I go to brunch? Oh my God, I did so much shit.
You really did.
Holy fuck.
She went to a drag brunch.
So before Isla Canaria, we went to Palace, which is a very famous drag bar.
I just said Paradise. I meant Palace.
It's Palace. Oh, you said Paradise?
I know. I don't know why I said Paradise.
Guys, oh my God. From the second we got there, one lady was hanging from the roof. I mean, the stunts that they do are fucking insane. I will say that it was also because it was Memorial Day weekend. It was like the Air and Sea show or whatever. And the military jets, Kathleen. Oh. It was not just once. It was not just twice. The entire like hour and a half I was there, it was the loudest, most horrendous. Like people were like jumping. Mind you, could we maybe skip the Air and Sea show when we're at war? Because I thought that we were dying. Like, it just genuinely feels like maybe we shouldn't do it right now because I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I avoid, like, those touristy areas during this time of year.
It was so Memorial Day weekend loud. In
Miami is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, but it was super, super fun. One of the drag queens literally crossed the street, danced basically on a guy who was on his phone, hung from a tree, then went back, stopped the car, twerked on the car, and then went back in and started like hanging from shit.
She stopped traffic to twerk on a car. That's
literally
so funny.
It was absolutely fantabulous. I loved it. And then they had like participation, and I sent it to Nassim because this older couple, they would like pick out the guys they know are straight, which I love. They'll like pick out the ones to like participate in the show. And so they got this like older bald guy and his wife to like do this dance, and I'll show it to you guys. It was very funny. I sent it to Nassim. I said, this is gonna be us in 40 years.
But dude, I had so much fun. I went to a drag brunch with my friend Stephanie at our house, like our house, and it was so much fun. It was incredible.
Did they do stunts like that? Because I feel like Palace is like,
yeah,
they did.
They did like backflips and twists and yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People were stopping. Like everybody was like stopping on the street because it was absolutely amazing.
No, you really did have you had a wonderful time. Then we hung out on Saturday. We went to Sweet Caroline's. We did like karaoke.
That was awful.
Which by the way, guys, the Sweet Caroline in Wynwood is nowhere near as good as the Sweet Caroline in Brickell. Brickell is way better. Yeah, I do not like the Wynwood. And it's funny, Benji was like, yeah, even the sound system, like the way that you sing in the Wynwood one, it's just not as good.
Yeah, we didn't even bother to put our name because there was like so many people and I really wanted to sing. So we went home back to Joey's and we sang karaoke on his microphone.
Yeah, that was so much better, honestly.
It was.
We ordered some place called Cowie Burger. It was delicious. And we just like, you know, watched you guys sing karaoke.
Yeah, I will say Abby didn't know that margaritas have tequila in them. And she had been drinking vodka all night. And then one of us ordered a strawberry like spicy margarita and she liked it. So then she started drinking it. And then we had to leave because we were very annoyed with Sweet Caroline. So Abby chugged her margarita, but she got fucked up.
I'm actually in shock that she did that. When I saw her reach for it to chug it, I said,
yeah, no, it was crazy. Abby doesn't really drink a lot, FYI.
At all.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, pretty much ever. I mean, it's here and there. But she literally kept asking, like repeatedly, she goes, how long does this last? How long does this feeling? My head just feels light. And I was like, girl, you're literally talking like 15-year-old Jessie. I used to say that shit all the time.
Bro, when she laid down and she was watching the karaoke and she was like laying down with a smile on her face, it was so fucking funny. I'm sorry. It was hilarious. She was watching like this and then she just fell asleep like that. Like,
I have to see if she lets me show that picture. Yeah, we literally were like, what you dreaming about, queen? What's going on over there?
Yeah.
But then day after Sweet Caroline, well, actually the reason why we went on a boat in the first place is because me and Abby together are not a good mix, because Abby be wanting to do random shit and I'm always down to do it. So then we were literally
that's
driving,
the best mix,
mind you, but we have like such a short time. And so when I looked at a boat and I was just like, oh, we should go on a boat, that would be fun, she was really like, yeah, let's get a boat, like let's do the boat right now. And then she booked it. Before I knew it, we booked a boat on Saturday. Sunday morning we were on a boat
and it was so much fun. Honestly,
it actually was. I don't regret that at all. That was so slay and so fun.
I do regret one thing,
fucking crisp. But yeah, what do you regret?
We should have done the 5 hours and not the 3 hours.
I know. The reason why we didn't is because I had a flight later that night and I wasn't really sure. I'm like, if anything,
but it went by like this.
No, I know. Oh, literally, God. We got in the water and the guy was like, time to wrap it up, you stupid idiots. Get on the boat. And we're like,
no,
oh my God.
Actually, but I was having, oh my God, I was feeling so free in the water. It was amazing. It was amazing. It started to sprinkle a little bit during the day on Sunday, but then we got out there. I'm not going to lie. I'm not kidding. I swear to you. There was a moment where we were sitting in front of the boat and the song I Love You Always Forever was playing.
My favorite song that I have tattooed.
Where you and Joey were like hugging each other. Like, you know, like you guys had your arms around each other like this. And there was like a like a glisten on the water that was just like so perfect. And the wind was in my hair. And I swear, I was like, wow, I'm like so happy right now in this moment.
Oh my God, you had like a core memory moment. I love those.
I did. I really did. I was like, I need to mentally take this picture. I'm like,
oh,
I want to live in this moment
I
forever.
I love moments like that. And I always remember them. Always.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing. I can't explain like the way the sun on the water, like the hugging, the song. It was
great. I'm so happy that I was a part of that. What an honor.
It was amazing. Honestly, I had the best time Sunday.
But then we went back. We got sushi at Joey's pool because it ended up being that we did have more time than we thought. before our flight, because honestly, yeah, Abby and I both have clear. I mean, we're not with any kids. Like, it was, you know, bada bing, bada boom. Me and Yesenia were a little litty titty, I'm not gonna lie. Yesenia texted me the next day, holy shit, bitch, I got fucked up.
Oh my God, Yesenia was so lit to the point where we were trying to order sushi on Jesse's phone, and Yesenia looks through the sushi and she goes, oh my God, Jesse, they even have an Algeria roll. We should order it in honor of Nasim because he's from Algeria.
No, she said it a million times, and I go, like, damn, that's crazy. What does it have in it? Then she lists the ingredients. I'm like, that's not really related to Algeria, but slay, like, representation matters. When I was looking through the order, I said, what's that? Because on our cart, it said Alegria roll. And then I learned Yesenia actually does have dyslexia. And that's why she thought it was the Algeria roll, but it wasn't.
No, Jesse was like, Yesenia, this is the Alegria roll. She was like, do you want to change it for something else now that you know it's not the Algeria roll? She's like, no, it's okay. I like the ingredients. I'll fuck it up. I'll fuck up that Alegria roll.
Yeah, she was a little litty.
I had the best time, though.
No, I really had such a fantabulous time. So fun. And next time, longer boat, and everything would have been 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Next time, we're going to do a longer boat.
But anyway, guys, that's pretty much it. It's super late when we're filming this, so forgive us if it's, you know, the tiniest bit shorter. Come on. We're trying our best
here. Yeah, come on. We have so much more to say, but we'll save that for next episode.
But anyway, lights, camera, smiles?
Yeah. Dude, I have been waiting for lights, camera, smiles.
Oh, no. Why?
Bro, tell me this is not you. I saw this,
and I have never... I love that you're saying this, because I have actually held on to one that is so you.
No way.
I swear. I just saw it right now. I'm like, oh my God, I've been holding on to that one.
No. This is you to a T. Look at this.
So funny.
So what do you want to do now?
I don't know.
Do you want to go on a ride, or...
Ask me one more question, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Come on, it's overstimulating.
No, literally, so
I actually had seen the comments too, and everybody was recommending the shark chill pill, and I was like, maybe I need to get that for this summer so I don't murder anybody. Okay, mine is sore. Sore you. And it's a home video. I love when people share their old home videos. It fucking cracks me up.
Cow on the right side and it'll turn.
Why won't you just help?
Lucas!
Shut your mouth, buddy. I am watching him.
Lucas, there's nothing.
Afraid, Lucas!
Lucas, Noah, paddle on the right side two times.
Help!
Paddle on the right side two times.
Lucas, there's he's not.
Need help!
He's not in danger.
He doesn't need help. He's
fine. Look at him! He's gonna die. Yes, he is!
Lucas, get out of the water.
Bro, my favorite part is when Noah says, I'm not scared, Lucas. He goes, I am.
Oh my God. That's so, bro, that really
that
is so me.
Cracked me up. I mean, you're just scared everybody's gonna die and we're all fine.
Yeah, honestly. Bro, we got on the boat. Sorry, but really quick. We got on the boat and they had laid out like some shots and the thing said, take a shot or get off the boat. And I was like, oh my God, this is how they drug us. This is how they drug every single one of us. They're going to make us take shots or if not, we get off the boat. What the fuck is that?
Oh my scared. God. But anyway. You see what I'm talking about. But
anyway, guys,
if you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we got. And as always,
that's all we got.
We're going to see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
This is empty. Bye.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.